At the moment, we're hearing back from carers who has two SDS and now their houses are not their homes anymore because of the support workers coming in and out their homes. It's affecting the family life and the risk. There's going to be a risk assessment and everything in your home. I feel sorry for the other siblings in the family because of this happening. And this is what's worrying the carers now, because the SDS carers who've took the SDS for their children are coming forth right now and letting us know how this isn't working properly, how their home is not their own. This could lead to arguments with their husbands, and their children are just not having a life.
Well, Laura's 30, she's Down syndrome. She can't hear properly. Her speech is not too good. The first thing with modernisation, the day service, Laura had went out and worked in an old folks place, voluntary, a shop voluntary, cafes voluntary, wasn't paid, and I just felt as though Laura was isolated. She'd no friends. Then one day she'd went to the day centre and she came off the bus and skipping in the gate, and she had a big cheesy smell on her face, and she was talking about who she'd met, what she'd done, and I just felt terrible for, as a mother and a carer, for no letting her go to the day centres in the beginning. She'd went to college, she'd done loads of college, and
how many years did she go to college for?
Oh, Laura went to college for about 4 years.
4 years.
Aye. Same kind of a courses then.
She was just on her own going to college.
On her own in a taxi, Motherwell College, which was great. You know, I mean, the colleges were great, but there was only so much she could do at these colleges. Then, as I say, with the modernisation process, I just felt it was constant. She was getting the bus in the morning, which was putting pressure on me as a mother, a grandmother.
How were you worried?
And I've got, because she was travelling independently. Mm-hmm. Plus, she had workers, one worker that hadn't turned up at the bus stop that she was to get off at, and she had to carry on herself, which was terrifying, because family members had to rush and make sure that she was all right.
And this is becoming a big problem with the transport and everything, with the day centres, now that they're going to take